Capital 263.
What's up? Are we hip hop in here? Are we hip hop in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kings go city, baby. All right, now from the beginning of the time, y'all know that hip hop has been evolving, it's been changing, and it'll continue to change. But to help us approach those changes, we have things like the internet. And on the internet, we need knowledge for people that need that fundamentals, that need to understand the fundamentals of hip hop, like lyrical fitness, lyrical relevance are very important. So, on Def Media Online, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? And the remix is Keep It Blow Fridays. Keep It Blow Fridays, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for the support. First of all, I just want to say thank you to God. Thank you to the wonderful artists who have given us our best moments on the show and the Lucid Cranberries.
Anyway, first of all, I'd like to say what up to Skye, y'all that I love you. It's about damn time, and it's become a wonderful time. Yeah, I love you guys so much, and thank you for the support. Keep It Blow Fridays will not be as wonderful the love and support we get from you guys. Also, it goes without saying, I'd like to thank Capital 263 that's behind Keep It Blow Fridays. And always, I'd like to thank my family. My daughter, my wife, I'm taking some of the inspiration that you hear on the podcast. And also, me did get hooked. She couldn't be here with us. Shout out to her. She's more than it. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. And as redundant as this statement may sound, we do this for culture. Thank you guys.
What time is it? Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Special guest in the building today. It's been a long time coming. We have Coca-Cola Bay in the building.
AKA. That laugh, though. What? That laugh.
The lady
though.
With the keys to the ignition.
You are. Yes. Nothing is for that. Yes, my bar.
We've got Miss Red. Welcome, hey. Miss Red.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. It's quite an honor.
No, it's an honor for me to be here on an award-winning platform such as this. So thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much for the invite.
Aww.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan of you guys. I actually have a notification on my phone.
Oh, word?
Every time something pops up from Keep It Real Fridays.
That's what's up.
Oh, you haters, Mashinzwa. Y'all keep hating. We got the love we need.
Fun fact. Miss Reed was supposed to come like 2 weeks ago, and then she was like, you guys haven't won the award, so I'll come after. Now that we got the award, it's good.
Jabo.
She's here.
Now I'm here, yeah.
Then we can get to the show. Yeah. Brian, how you doing, my guy?
I'm good, Sele. It was a good week.
Congratulations on your new award. You know what's funny? We had all just like gone into the venue, and then our award was the second one to be announced.
And
so you literally had no time to like.
No time to get a drink or go to the bathroom get your face straight and stuff.
And I remember saying to Celatine, dude, this is going to be an early night. Because Tigairuza and we're in a womba.
Very true. Plus, we were sitting like. Very close to the exit, so
strategic positioning. It was planned because a lot of people came in expecting to walk out with awards, and
they literally walked out without an award.
Yeah, especially I saw POY venting.
That's crazy. Like, I need to talk about. Can I?
Please go ahead. Please. That's why you're here.
Like, how do you people have like 5 nominations, right? And like, not even one, cannot do half an award drive or even like on a feature or something.
I'm guessing this happens especially with Sky's rappers.
Yep.
For some reason, because Calvin had 8 nominations last year.
Yep. Walked away with zero.
And what? It's worse for Calvin because 1, more nominations, and 2, traveled all the way from Skies.
To be told, bruh.
To get nothing.
Yo.
But it happens.
But why though? I mean, I need to understand the criteria. I guess you guys are more in sync with what happens at the Zim Hip Hop Awards than I am.
I think it's politics.
Is it politics?
Actually, we're not as in sync as you may think. Cause
so how do you get that credibility from an establishment like a property like the Zim Hip Hop Awards? How do you know that this is credible? What is their criteria to pick the people that are nominated? 1, and 2. How do you then come up with a winner? Do they engage radio DJs? Do they engage journalists? Who do they engage to get the final list of winners?
From what I hear, they have a panel of people that they have to do their research.
But who are the people?
I have no idea. I don't think we should even know who those people are. Otherwise, we'd be accused of, you know, foul play.
But with Nana, they mention, with the Zimmers, they mention who the people are after.
After.
So for me, I'm wondering the Zim Hip Hop Awards, if they're gonna have credibility going on to their next edition, I would believe that it would be nice for us to know. Otherwise, we'll always look at them like that.
Give them time. Maybe they're going to announce
and get like proper auditors as well, right?
That's what we need.
Like an Ernst & Young to like jump in and say, okay, we're gonna see if everything is really up to scratch.
Because I feel it's a property you can actually monetize if you really show the value of it.
True.
I really truly believe Zim Hip Hop Awards could be the biggest thing because it's been consistent. Everyone else is not consistent, but they've been there.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of people in Bulawayo aren't happy. They just feel like it was just like Hararians just throwing a party in Bulawayo. They feel like it was a money grab, like it was some culture voucher stuff.
But was it, or was it just Harare people like to come to the party?
You know what? I think they should have really like engaged more of the Bulawayo peeps in the organizing and stuff.
But do you think no Bulawayo people were involved in the organization?
I don't know. They were like the Bulawayo hosts. I don't know if that's enough.
No, but behind the scenes, I'm pretty sure there were Bulawayo people that were involved with the logistics, the venue.
Probably
there were Bulawayo people involved.
Because what's the point if you're not going to involve the people in the city that you're hosting in?
Yeah, you check now. So I don't think it would be fair for us to say they should have when we don't know who they involved.
Otherwise, it was a better presentation. Everything was quicker. And the sound was better, even though they had like some problems the first 30 minutes, but everything was better than last year.
Sound was better. The lighting was not better than last year, though.
The smoke screen stuff, though, when people are now performing.
The lighting was dim. Even the stage itself, it lacked that oomph. If you remember last year at 1+1, that's when Kiki and...
Why can't you finish her name?
Kiki Badass. This is not. Dakun Pananga Kutar on radio. Anzi Kiki Chagadero.
I say Kiki Badass. And my Kiki, boss is always like, what?
Anzi Kiki Bad Chagadero.
Yep. They can't say it.
They can't say it on radio. I was laughing at that.
Mm.
That's when DJ Towers was there and he had like a shoe rack on stage.
Yeah.
And the lighting was quite epic.
Yeah.
Last year. The sound was terrible.
So
this year the lighting was bad. The sound was okay.
They got it right. The people were also complaining about the DJ, saying that the DJ was playing American music. You know
me, I always have a problem with that.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a local show or somebody's launch, like you remember when we were at Shaki's launch, and somebody was busy playing Drake. And I was like, guys, what is this?
But doesn't that go back to briefing, Kuti? These are the awards that we're having. Can we please celebrate our local artists? So from an organizer's point of view, didn't do something.
The thing is, I wasn't involved in the organization of the stuff, so I wouldn't know. But, you know, as a DJ, if I was a DJ at such an event, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that don't need to be said. It's kind of obvious.
That's the thing, though. People believe that it's obvious, but it's not. You know, like, I don't know why we have mentality, because we're still growing.
I guess I have a lot to learn. Because don't get me wrong, guys. It's not like he was just playing Drake. He was mixing it up.
You know, he was mixing it up.
He didn't have his hard drive with him. So
but I heard also that Amara, they played Amara Brown, and people were also booing. So what's chi?
Yeah. And even some of the dancers were doing some dance routine to some Rumba crap. So I was like, what's this?
That's what I'm saying. It needed a briefing, yeah. Because you think that someone would know, but...
But you can't blame him for the performers, though. Yeah. The performers, they choose their tracks.
True. But anyway, I just want to assure the people that, okay, to me, it didn't seem like a money grab. Beefy really tried to represent everybody. And I don't know if the next ones are going to be in Baloyo again.
You know, the sad thing is, I don't think people appreciate the work that's involved in getting this thing together, especially doing it outside of Harare.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be given his props for that. Of course, yes, I'm not going to say they're perfect. But people also need to look at, like, the efforts, Amala.
I feel like Beefy is consistent, and I'll keep on saying this.
I will
always say that the Zim Hip Hop Awards in Zimbabwe are the only award ceremonies that have been consistent, and it takes money, it takes time, it takes
patience,
effort, so many things mm-hmm. that he puts into the hip hop fraternity, and I think he should just like get an award by himself, bruh, for what he does. I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of Beefy, but I can acknowledge his hustle.
I don't know if this time around did he give a speech, because I know the last ones he's always like has like two girls on the side, a pimp stick, and he takes some time to talk. And like last time, there's some mayor of Botswana
who showed up.
I don't know if that was relevant, but yeah, he always tries to do the most. But shout out to Beefy, man. I hope we can work together on many.
No, we're definitely gonna be working with them
projects,
especially this coming year.
Mm.
Because I know with this award, guy, a lot of people now have their eyes locked on us.
I woke up with like 5 proposals to do business. Like, yo, you should. Can we do this? Can you listen to this? And I'm like, okay, all right.
When you're award-winning, right. People start to knock on your door.
So y'all better recognize. This is Keep It Real Fridays, the award-winning podcast. I sing with my games.
It's your.
Yeah, I know. I have to do it.
I haven't changed, guys. I'm still humble.
Achinja!
Still very humble.
He's changing shirts and stuff. You know, he's even having like a young haircut on his locks or whatever it is. So things have changed. Mm. He's now got a different pen, different phone.
Achinja. Achinja.
So yeah, we're trying. We try. All right. The highlights of the night. Who were the biggest winners? Mudiwa Hood?
Oh, yeah. Me and Miss Red, we share a common enemy in that guy, by the way. I don't understand why he won Best Dress, though.
Why is that, Brian?
Him and Stano were both wearing the same outfit.
They weren't wearing the same
outfit. They were dressed like B1 and B2.
No,
that award should have been shared.
Who had the little competitive edge over the other? Maybe it's the fur.
Stano looked...
Fur.
Stana looked more manly.
Okay. So does it make you...
Mudiwa was wearing some Sesame Street looking puppet around his neck.
Is he being homophobic?
I'm not being homophobic.
Okay.
But I never said he looked gay.
Okay.
That was POY, not me.
All right.
But I didn't like those additional features.
Liked the additional features. I felt like...
Hey, whose side are you on? I thought the common enemy, whose side are you on?
Listen to my point of view. So, when I look at Mudiwa, they were wearing similar things with Stana. But the thing is, Stana was just too perfect. I think the outfit always needs like a hip-hop or something extra. Jaguti. Even 2 weeks later, people will have memes about you. People will keep on talking about you. And that's what Mudiwa is good at.
And people calling you gay and stuff.
And people don't really Mudiwa.
People don't like him, but people talk about him.
They were booing when he was walking up, like when he was getting the Best Hustler.
No, I think that's another issue for
you. He walked up before they even announced the winner.
Before they announced his name.
The stage.
He was already by the stage before they announced
his
name.
Confidence right there, man. I wish people would have that kind of confidence.
I was looking back at DJ Towers. It looked like he was about to cry. It was just like...
DJ Towers, though.
Yeah. That's my guy, though.
There was an interview that he had on the red carpet, and he was like, Best Hustler, before the awards. And then the award happened, and...
You know what? He's been pushing. I saw him on the gram. It was like, when I went to the UK, I bought my mama a dress. And I went to the Cyprus, I bought my daddy a phone. So yada, yada, yada.
But you gotta look at his hustle. This year he's been pushing.
No, he has been pushing. But I don't think people should let these awards make them.
Like, if you don't win, don't let that, like...
But that goes back to showing you how serious people take the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
But you know what the sad thing is, though? Mm. When people don't win, they trash them. I remember P. Mula last year.
Yeah.
He was busy saying, "Good day, I'm Dimbo. Fenda Gaita and in is my beefy Harrison Awards. Is this a penga?" Then he got nominated this year.
Everybody like, "Yo, guys!"
And he's like, all happy and stuff. Yeah. I'm like,
good.
"What? Okay. Anyway, well, and then he didn't win.
Yeah,
I never heard him say anything after that, though. So at least that was mature of him.
Yeah,
I know RP also had some stuff to say.
RPLs. I actually saw him a few minutes ago. He's coming up with a new project. But anyway, guys, the pressing issue of today, we're just going to come together and just discuss this top 10 list of best hip-hop artists in Zimbabwe for 2017.
According to who?
according to a very secret panel, just at, like, the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
We will announce it after the winners.
Okay.
I don't think it's even safe to announce them for their own safety, so...
Because I wasn't a part of this panel, so I want to know. If not me, they
could have recusing herself.
So,
yeah, it's got 10 very powerful and talented artists on here, so we're just going to run through them a little bit. Can you guys guess who's number 10?
We need to take a break before we go into that and that.
All right. Let's just take a quick little water break and we'll be back with the top 10 Zim Hip Hop artists.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
I'm feeling childish if I'm with Zalang and Yuk. Link it up my gang, but not the Kaleb soup. Get a couple of shorties and Lokshin, skin a bantuin. We set in the mood, right? Leg in those ex bantuin. My wallet is a symmetry, pet on my dead president. Who's a new way at the bar? Just pay a year to say. Very few can relate, cause this is big boy business. You can learn a lot, cause we live in
this.
Nastikupla kwa full tank mujagwa maburu muchikwama my baby andei kujoi joi andei kujoi joi ipatula lejabule lepeti nyugula bafas in that mini cooper switching lane batu yanzane.
Welcome back to the show. We are refreshed, and Brian, what's up?
You're just going to start recording or something. Anyway,
random stuff.
We're back. We're now just about to announce the top 10.
Yeah, the top 10.
And I just realized I didn't do homework.
As usual. Nothing new there. Nothing new. Anyway, here's some of the criteria we were looking at when going over this top 10. Lyricism, the bars... the creativity of it all, the source,
the connection to the listener,
yeah, and then impact.
connection to the prediction. Listener.
I don't know, but Ms. Red seems more eloquent. What do you expect to look at when you hear the word impact?
Impact would probably be like, I don't know, like, you know, like, how strong are you as a brand, like. When you walk into a room,
yeah.
Do people move or they just stay still?
All right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, impact in terms of the music, then is it very influential? Is it changing people's lives? Is it like being like a wedding song?
I think the songs and the brand, it ties in to what Ms. Red is saying.
Yeah.
Because if somebody can ask in a, like a brand relevance,
yeah.
Like I really want me in squat, so it won't have an impact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we also look at popularity or brand power. That doesn't need any explaining. And then buzz. And then we look at sales or distribution.
My figures are because none of these artists ever put up any of their like official figures.
Yeah, very few put up. But I think what we can discuss is probably the distribution methods. How they got the music out to the people. Okay. How we can comment on that. Or if it was poor or if it was very intelligent or innovative. And we can just talk on that.
Are these figures based on actual statistics or based on assumptions based on what you see?
Figures of what? The sales.
The sales.
As I said... on the sales front, of those who presented the figures, we're going to discuss on that. But for some of the people who are on here who have like innovative distribution deals and strategies. Okay. That's what we'll probably touch on. All right. That's how we graded them. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. Number 10, we've got Mike Pimp.
Oh, okay.
No, man.
He recently won Best Collaboration
for
Get Mine, the track with TRK and Junior Brown.
Nice one. Mike Pimp.
Yeah.
He's on number 10. He was also nominated for, was it Male of the Year?
Best Male.
Yeah, it's done.
This is somebody who's been in the game for like 3 years.
Yeah.
That was major. That nomination was major. Yeah. I still give major respect to him for that.
I still feel like it was his year. But Van Marangomita overlooked because
he's new
and yeah. Stunner had more drama. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had more to talk about.
So Mike Pimp would need more like baby mama drama or something.
Some
crazy girlfriend stories.
He was doing a lot of charity work. He was doing a lot of like, he was putting out interesting projects. So I don't get why he didn't take it.
Every single one of his singles was a hit.
Freeman. I like that one. He performed that one at the Tuck Money Bonfire, remember?
Yep, I remember.
There's a video on my IG at Celetine.
So we got Mike Pimp at number 10.
Yak Mouth, that was a solid project.
Yak Mouth, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got name dropped on it, so I had to co-sign it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, what was the bar again? Why did Cash...
And now I understand why Cash bit ventilated.
So, yeah. I was actually rooting for a song which I was also mentioned on, the Mr. Carter, Zunguzari.
Yeah.
Are we like name dropping songs? I can give you an album.
Where you were like, okay.
So can you continue with this conversation?
A Marcus album?
Nah. Watanga.
A Marcus album.
No, actually.
Okay.
But you weren't really name dropped though.
I don't know about Marcus's album, but I know.
He insinuated, but no, I don't want to get into it. It's a bit, for me, it's a bit too personal.
Is it on the new one?
On the new album, okay. Yeah.
How do you know he was talking about me?
Don't make me repeat the lyrics.
No, repeat them, because I
repeat
have...
Repeat the lyrics, bro.
Okay, repeat them.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, he said something like, my ex-girl congratulated me for my dope music, or something like that, which was weird to me because she recently had a kid with a new man.
Bruh, I didn't date him, so he wasn't talking about me.
Hey, Marcus is a rapper. Who knows how many girls?
This is why I said with. I don't want to get too personal.
No,
with this story.
Get personal.
I don't want your husband coming up at me, man.
No, man. You know what? We're cool with Marcus.
I know you guys are cool, which is
but
cool.
We never
but
dated.
You talk.
But the
you don't talk.
We've always talked, but we never dated.
All right.
So Marcus, you've been claiming Muno. Anyway, number 9.
Let's get to the shits.
This is why the conversation is here. We never dated.
Okay, let's Marcus, word of advice.
So he wasn't talking about me. He was probably talking about someone else.
So I got words of advice to Marcus. Mm. In the words of the former first lady.
Mm.
Stop it.
Yeah, but I guess it makes for conversation. Maybe in the next project, he's going to drop a little bar just to get her attention.
Because in the other project, he also said something like, hey, have you ever dated a girl with her own clothing line and her own show?
Oh, word?
Something.
But
and
he's dated a lot of
Ms.
prominent
Reggie,
women.
Got a clothing line?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's just attaching me because they assume I'm the nearest person to what he's talking about. But he's had like some rich girls.
Okay.
So you're saying also...
So, okay, Marcus, you're slightly off the hook. Slightly.
Lots of the rappers are looking for rich girls. I'm in. But anyway, number 9, we've got R. Appeals.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
I said it in May, before he came, that this kid's going to be best male or something. Okay, that didn't stick. But I knew it was going to be something.
Was he nominated best male?
He was nominated for best album.
And best?
Best newcomer.
Best newcomer, yeah.
Yeah. I was actually rooting for him because Geneva Beautiful was a lovely project. I don't know if you listened to it, Miss Ray.
Here's my thing with R. Appeals. Mm. Like, I hear the name on the streets, but I feel like he's slacking in terms of getting himself out there. Because for me, it's like if PD the Ghost doesn't tell me Ningariko, then for me, it's like if I haven't heard of you, then that's a problem. You're doing something wrong because I'm a serial troll.
You need new taste.
Yeah, we know you're a troll.
I'm an actual troll. Like,
I've been a victim to your trolling.
I literally go through people's tweets and I look for people who they're listening to and the people that they're listening to. And if I don't see you, that's a problem.
But I think you just need more tastemakers. You know, shout out to PD.
No. Guy. I've got a lot of tastemakers in terms of hip-hop, but still.
No, but I think you really need to give R. Peels a chance, because R. Peels is one of those kids that is very easy to hate because he talks a lot of smack. But he backs it up with his product, because his music, for somebody his age, is actually very entertaining and engaging.
That's cool.
Which is good.
The thing is, he's still not in my face for me to get to
I
that
think
place.
Where he slacks, though, is his ego gets the better off him. When he's given advice on how to do certain things, he's like, oh, dude, there's a weirdo, you know? Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's where he might falter.
I think he doesn't have a machine behind him. And the resources. Otherwise, he's got the product. He's got the energy.
He's got the
and
talent.
I think he's ready to go.
Yeah. I don't go down go 10,000 some fun.
Yeah.
Do what you need
he's
to do.
He's got a new EP coming out real soon. Nafaro. Hey, I just heard some snippets just now. Just
epic.
Coming from the studio over there with McLean.
These awards, so it's gonna be
hey,
fire.
Man, I saw him was looking a bit lost, but anyway, he wasn't really salty about it. I think he was really upset, but he wasn't salty.
But in all honesty, it's one of those awards that you can't really say he was cheated out of, because the best newcomer, him and Tuck Money. Tuck Money, my guy. Tuck Money is
everywhere.
Is everywhere. That was a difficult one. And then there was Best Album. Best Album, Yakatorana, Noble Styles. And Noble Styles is his big brother in the game. So, for him, paying it up, eh?
All right.
Paying it up.
I'd just like to commend the young man as well. He was out there pushing his CDs. And he also, the album was available like for free download. He had at least about 2,000 the last time I checked.
Zimbos like free things, man.
I remember Courtney, but at least his music is out there to the people, and I know more and more is coming. So RPOs, just keep your head up, keep working, and
don't make the award make you who you are, man. You can do it without it, man. You made it this far, just keep on working. Let the work be the huge FU to the people. I don't know why I said FU today.
Okay,
I'm supposed to actually say the word.
No, you don't have to.
Okay, let me not say
it.
Okay.
We're trying to get some corporates on here. And we've got a lady in the room.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We got two ladies.
Oh.
Two ladies.
In the room.
Okay.
Who's the other lady?
Who's the other lady?
Okay. Three, actually.
I thought it's because of the shirt you're wearing. You're counting yourself as a lady.
Dude, don't even start out with the shirts. Don't start with the shirts.
And then they go see it on the gram.
Don't start with the shirts.
African print.
It's African print that you stole from my grandma's house.
Wait and see the other three I made from your grandmother's curtains.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, ask him.
Damn.
He starts with me.
Okay, can we continue?
Okay,
Number 8. Kiki Badass. Guys.
Damn, she's on number 8?
She's on number 8.
This is the best female.
This
is, she won two.
People's Choice
Awards. You put on number 8.
I didn't put on number 8.
Who put on number 8?
The panel put on number 8.
The secret panel that we are not
the
on.
The secret panel you can rock to you una. Ngawasaru muchikorera nemkasango mausiku wakwenda kumba.
But Kiki really took off this year.
She worked.
She's going to be in the top 5 though.
She worked.
I thought so too.
I'm disappointed. But you know what? I like this whole secret panel business.
Yeah.
Because I would be throwing bottles and stuff at them. I would be like, yo.
Cause we ain't taking the blame for this. Hey, Kiki, if it was up to me, you'd be like,
you'll
maybe
be
number four.
She'll be number one in my heart. I love her. I love her.
Maybe, cause the hustle this year, yo.
Let's just talk about what she was doing musically. She dropped an EP or album, Queen of the South.
Queen of the South. Yeah, the diss track Strive Masiwa to Tiara Baluti.
That was hard body.
The videos.
Body Conversation.
That one took a while to come out. It was almost like on this Achilles tip, but at least it did come out eventually.
The rumors that Achilles is actually on Trace.
Really?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen it, bruh.
Somebody was telling me today that they saw Achilles on Trace.
Maybe they saw it today.
And there's a scene with Amara and the dude goes down on her in the video. But anyway, she's not hip-hop. People are booing right now. Next.
Hey, but how was Kiki's music distributed, man? Because maybe that's why she didn't really climb up the ranks, because she didn't really push her music. She dropped an album, of course.
It was
but
online.
Did she really push it?
It was online.
iTunes.
And I remember the launch.
Apple Music.
Was it on
Vivo?
No, I never saw it there.
So it was for free download?
I think so.
Okay, all right. So what do you think she should change to kind of improve her visibility online?
But I've seen her videos. I see her online all the time. So I'm cool with her because I see stuff.
But do you think like local brands will gravitate towards her to like, no, this chick should represent our brand? Do you think she's got that oomph as a local brand?
I think she if brands were to innovate themselves, they would understand that she's someone who can carry a brand. You look at the hip-hop artists internationally.
Yep.
I mean, alcohol brands. It's easy to pick up a Kiki Badass and say, yo, you know, this is the girl who's going to represent.
They like loud people.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of probably her having the right team to look for these opportunities for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyway, we don't know. Maybe she has looked for these opportunities. We're just assuming she hasn't. I would like to assume that she's made some sort of move towards...
Or maybe she just wants to build. Mm. And then when she's at a place where she's built enough, then we can say that, Aqua Approach are now the brand.
Maybe. So until then, we'll just... be looking at the people who are pushing forward and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number 7, Tuck Money.
Yes.
What? Hey, who came up with this list though?
It was him.
Tuck Money.
It was
that guy in the corner over there.
Tuck with the red
Money
shirt.
In the top 5.
Tuck Money this year, what did he do? He dropped Chipa Jeja late last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was re-released again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he did Gwanda Rules with Take Fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Bonfire.
And then they had the Bonfire, which Keep It Real Fridays hosted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He won Best Newcomer.
And he also did some stuff with Chibuku. There's some jingles of him floating around.
Yeah.
So he was quite.
You put him at number 7?
And let's put it number 7.
I think
7.
Where he slacked?
Mm.
Videos.
More visuals.
Visuals.
Because I still don't know how Tuck Money looks like.
I know him. We're at the same high school.
Oh.
He was like in Form 1 when I was like in Form 4.
Yeah.
And I always used to bully him because he used to present that Star Kids with Makanaka.
But do you think it's just videos alone? I think it's more than that.
That's missing.
In terms of getting his brand out there.
Social media is also quite...
Social, yeah, he doesn't really
active.
Tweet that much.
He doesn't. He's not really active online. Yeah, for real.
You see?
For real.
So it's just us, the hardcore fans who might know him, but if I want to see if someone is popping, I just ask this aunt of mine, because she really, you know, she listens to music over the surface. So if she doesn't know you, she's like, I don't want to put her out there. She listens to the show, but she's in her early 40s.
Okay.
So she might listen to Ignition and all the pop songs. So if she doesn't know, like, your name as an artist, then I know, okay, you're still a bit underground. Because she listens to music that comes her way, not really music she looks for.
It. Yeah.
So I think Tuck is one of those people where you kind of have to look for the dude. Especially, I think most of the guys.
But I don't think so.
He's on high rotation, though.
Rico's
most
on radio
stations.
He's played
very high rotation.
I mean, not your aunt alone, but
even the diaspora. Not just my aunt alone, I mean for the diaspora and stuff.
But it's online. We've
online.
Said the problem. It's the online lack of.
It's
an
online prison.
You see now.
Radio is there.
And everything has gone digital, online. I'm sure there are more consumers online than
uh-huh.
radio, to
uh-huh.
be honest.
Yeah.
Actually.
Say your piece.
I can give you the numbers, but you know what? You're an award-winning online show, so let's continue.
I kind of saw that coming, and I'm kind of aware of where you're going with this.
That's
but
cool. Sorry.
Let's keep this
going. I won't steal your thunder, bro.
So Tuck Money is at number 7. Hopefully next year when he sorts out the whole online stuff and
be a bit more active online, my guy. Instagram. I mean,
he doesn't have to be active. You can get some assistant or something, you know, young chick to do that for you. Man.
No.
But she might delete your stuff like that artist was complaining. Yeah, this chick handling social media, and then she found something, and then she just deleted.
Why would you have your chick? Someone you have relations with.
Maybe she's like your ride or die, and she's like,
nah,
hey, I got you.
No. Separate the two.
Like your hubby might be like, no, I got you. I can do your Twitter.
I don't even post my hubby.
That
should say something.
And then you wake up, your 24,000 followers are gone. You just delete.
Actually, it's 26, but okay.
Oh, 26.
Okay, yeah. Put some respect on those figures. They say it's 26.
Okay. 26?
Mm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right.
So anyway,
separate the two.
I learned a lesson from that. I almost did that, so I think I Just keep, we just know, keep your, dude.
We know.
All right.
Can we move on, please?
Number six, we've got T1, Wima 1.
Don't get that. Yes. Don't get that. Uh-huh. Totally don't get that.
You don't get that. How
nah.
so?
Nah.
Let's just run through again what T1 did this year.
Okay, let's do that.
The Bugatti album.
Yeah.
What else?
You tell us. You put him on number
one
six.
Who, you know, you and your panel.
I'm just a mouth. Don't shoot the messenger, guys. I'm just a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. We're all discussing here. For me, he had some singles which were in rotation before the album dropped. He had that song with
Mapocha.
Mapocha released mm-hmm. with produced by McLean Beats.
McLean, yeah.
And had that funny promo video people complained about and said, no. Rather put out the...
You put T1 at number 6.
I didn't put T1
T1 was put at number 6.
T1 was put at number 6,
you
yes.
You put T1 like...
Or you allowed it like, to happen.
There's Kiki and Tuck Money. Mm. And then they are like before T1.
Yes, and then
they... Wima 1.
My guy.
But T1 has the best... what can I say? Innovative. Okay, say what you want to say.
I'll be honest with you. Right. T1 should have been at least on number
8.
8.
Okay.
Then Kiki.
Why so? Give a reason.
Then, because look at Kiki and Tuck. Look at what they have done, bruh.
Is that a question?
Look at Kiki and Tuck. Can you say what T1 has done?
Impact.
He's released an album.
Ah, okay. Okay.
He's released an album.
What else?
I just like to commend him on his distribution. Which also you were a part of the bandwagon, weren't you? Up at the fighting forum, at the fix over there.
My guy, that doesn't mean Kuti it worked. Or
it worked.
That
he got some sales off of that.
What? Give me show me the money.
Show me the money. I saw him respond to it, but it still needs verification. He said he made 300 off of Eco Cash.
But you still
sales.
Think Kuti T1 pushed more than Kiki and Tuck?
I think so.
Nah,
I think so.
Nah. Okay, man. You
remember, guys.
You mentioned two
let's talk lyricism as well. We're not just looking about pushing sales. Let's talk lyricism. Lyricism.
Uh huh.
I like that Mukoto track.
Mm-hmm. I like the title track of
the title
album.
Track Rugari as well.
Yeah,
a lot of them were very had some lyrical substance, and it wasn't really just
true.
About partying or popping.
True,
popping booty
but
or
neither,
that.
Neither was Tuck so, or Kiki.
Yeah,
I'm in shock.
In terms of online presence as well, T1's been pushing. Better online presence than Tuck.
Or Kiki.
But Kiki?
What about Kiki?
With Kiki.
Kiki,
I think she's got a bigger following and on that.
My guy, Kiki
on
made
Snapchat and stuff.
Look at all the Kiki won 2 awards this year. Kiki dropped a video. Kiki dropped a project. Kiki dropped controversy after controversy. Kiki was just on everybody's tongue throughout the year.
True. And you put T1?
And you put guys. T1 further than Kiki.
I think we need a break, guys.
You guys, are we talking music or gossip? Like, who did the most sex tapes or whatnot? Okay. You know, Stano
would
be really...
Well,
like
Stano would have been... come
but
on.
But Stano is actually winning because
and
of
that's
that.
What it
so
is.
What do you say?
Anyway, we don't know if he's on there also. So we'll have to find out, though. Y'all ain't messing with T1 like that.
No,
you don't have anything.
Cool,
you don't even have one good thing to say about the man.
His album was good. But my angle
what
is...
What about his online presence?
You can't, no, he's there.
His
he's
distribution
there,
strategies.
You can't say that he made a bigger impact than Kiki and Tuck.
I never said he made a bigger impact.
No,
I was talking
overall,
about the lyricism.
No,
yeah, but
overall.
Yes,
overall.
That's what the stats are saying over here.
You seem to agree with that. You seem to agree with him.
Well, I was just seeing from what I saw, like from the lyricism.
He's trying to be politically correct.
Correct.
T1.
You guys are just being emotional about it. But I'm just looking at the numbers.
We're also looking at the numbers as well.
Guys, it's simple. You put your numbers, and let's see the numbers that you're using to defend your argument.
I'll put T1 somewhere in the range and I'll appeal.
Yes.
Yes, but let's just take a quick little break.
What number
we'll
is this
right
now?
Back.
It's number 6.
It's number 6. We'll be back with number
5.
We need 5.
A break.
I need a break.
And then we might just come back and just maybe just rehash and just discuss the little scorecard for T1.
Nah.
Guys.
And then we continue.
What?
people don't like you, T1. They don't love you no more.
No, no, no.
But they were marching at the Fixover. They don't love you no more, T1.
No, we have no love for you, T1. It's not about that.
This one was marching with you, and this one was saying, T1, fix yourself. So I get it now. I get it, T1.
Stop trying to.
These people are not with you, guys. They don't love you no more.
Ah, T1, some teary man.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
DK. Shit. We are marching top. Hey. Tell me, sir.
Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up. Be a be up in the cloud. Be a be smoking the loud. Be a be stoned and I'm proud. I'm a stone and I'm proud. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up.
Someone told me so, probably the greatest. Still highly debated, I'm still vindicated. Must say you hating, but anticipating. Same was the Disney, the same was be waiting. EP's dropping the run at the top of the huddle. When groups in the one at the topic. Get on my Twitter and guess what's the topic. My name on the lips, I can make on my lips. Catch him, I'm shining.
Alright, we're back with the remaining, the top five. So these are our top gunners. Guys, trust the process.
Please note, Brian Willis was not involved in the choosing of this top 10 list.
Neither am I.
I do not endorse it.
I'm wearing Chupanga's jersey as I read out these items.
Real, you better get that.
You know,
literally.
I'm just doing my job. But yeah, shout out to T1, number 6 on the list. I'm the only one holding you down here. There's Fix Yourself. There's a Fix the Fix guy here. who's still laughing at you for I don't know why.
I'm laughing at his shirt.
Yeah. So number 5, we've got Courtney Antipas.
Okay. Agreed. I can agree there.
Yeah.
There we can agree.
He gave us Transparent this year. He gave us some bars.
True.
But how impactful, I don't know if it was really impactful. Did it really go beyond his core following? Mr. Ed, do you play any of his songs on
the show? I play a lot of Courtney Antipas on the show because I feel like he's real to gospel. He's not trying to be anything else. He's not trying to, you know, push any agendas like other brothers who are in the gospel.
Like
Mudiwa,
who I am now. I'm getting these suspicious feelings since Asata Taurwa on the list.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw a fit anyway.
It's been Mudiwa's week, oh man.
Anyway, you know what? Let's stop talking about Mudiwa because like we're giving him too much, you know.
So yeah, about attention. Courtney's distribution, like from even before this album, he's always had his music like online on his personal website.
Yep.
iTunes, you can get it via there's like a system where you can just pre order via
EcoCash
and all.
Yeah. But Courtney any exposure.
Does he?
He's been abroad. He's been in America. He's done stuff for people.
And he's actually touring against.
One of the artists, if not the artist, who's traveled the most countries music wise.
But people don't mention that he's not on some. I've traveled the most. You know, I've been on business class.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to that rapper. Let me keep quiet.
$3,000.
And you know what? And you know what's funny. Each time Courtney comes through, man, he also vents like the same frustrations you have about that particular brother.
Because I'm a Christian, you know, I'm a Christian. Man,
like
and
when
I
you,
love my
like
Christian.
When you bring that up, you can even see Courtney starting to boil when he starts trying to say.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to represent us the wrong way. And then you're commercializing the shit. Sorry, am I allowed to cut?
Yes, yes, you can.
Be you just say it, we to do it. Yes. So that's the shit that I don't like. That
makes, oh my goodness, it makes like swearing up
that makes like Courtney just pull out a Bible and then just quote some verses and then he just goes on a rant and then he puts like a Matthew verse something at the bottom. Boom. Hashtag Transparent is done.
But I love this diss track. False.
False.
Ooh.
And Courtney said that certain brother's girlfriend was trying to, you know, put like pressure, like legally, and say, yeah, you need to take that down or we'll
for what?
Sue.
Are you, do you have a monopoly?
It was very silly.
Do you have a monopoly on gospel rap? Hip-hop?
Whoever you are, and you said that to Courtney, you are silly.
Garapazi.
Yeah. Sit down.
And Courtney.
I don't want to get a foot.
A flow.
It's for flow. Yeah, and Courtney is just working on a big distribution deal. as he hinted on his social media recently. So I'm looking forward to see that because he's been around for a while.
Yeah,
he's kind of seen it all. So let's just see.
He has an international sound. You can place him in any country. It makes sense.
True.
Which is rare.
Very rare. So, but I don't know why. But I think he should be bigger than he is right now as well. Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing though, because he's not doing it because he's trying to be popular. He's doing it because he's trying to send a message to the Christians.
To the people.
That's what it is. So he's not trying to do it for fame.
Everyone likes money.
For money.
I'm not saying for the fame, but everyone likes that money. I'm sure he'll want some money, some extra money in his pocket.
The reason why, to buy a house and to do...
He already did that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. To buy more for his kids and stuff. But anyway, shout out to
his kids. Shoko, man.
His song, Kaden. This is the realest song I've heard from Zim Hip Hop this year. Kaden. You need to look for that. It's off his project Transparent. Kaden, look for that song and tell me if that's not the realest song you've heard from Zim Hip Hop ever.
I know about Tama Parts.
Yeah. So real.
I also about to give my parts.
No, my parts, like, I mean, like, the heart.
You got to pause on that, man. Because, hey, I'm a dude.
I know it's Christianity and stuff, but, like, you know, like, the heart. Yeah. Get your mind out of there. Okay, get your mind out. Right. It's Courtney.
Yeah, my mind's out.
Thank you.
It's just an extra plug. Go out there and get that Transparent on CourtneyAntipas.com. Should be. Yeah. So moving along, number four.
My way is wrong.
Number four.
Who's number four?
Guys.
Who's number four?
Trust the process.
Who's number four? Who's number four?
Just promise me you won't walk out of this.
Yeah. I'm not promising four, shit. Who's number four?
Number four is Mdaradziwa.
Stunner.
Really?
Yeah. Ish.
But that's okay, though.
At least he's in the top five.
You know,
he's
in the top five. I actually just don't even think project-wise he should be in the top five. But, you know, I love Stunner. He's a brand. He's an absolute brand. He can get a 10 out of 10 for just being a brand, a power brand.
True.
He's the type of guy that he goes on Instagram. He literally has thousands of people watching him going to the toilet. That's what brand power is. That's what impact is.
And he can be just chilling, really talking about nothing.
That's what it
and
is.
And people are just entertained.
Stunner has actual fans. This is what I always say about Stunner. He has actual fans. Most of the rappers doing a rap, they rap for other rappers.
All his videos, they may not be like perfect, no, but they get the numbers.
I really need to talk to Stunner about that. That he's got enough power to get proper videos done. But he has done a proper video with, what's that one with the international guy?
Which one?
The enemy
guy. Enemy hit. Yeah, that was a dope vid.
Downfall.
Zilipa Moyo. I didn't really.
Zilipa Moyo. And then the one really with Gaspi Warrior, Duenda.
I feel like
Gonyet.
He actually kind of gets his market.
Yeah.
That's why he does those videos. I think it's almost intentional. There's nothing that happens with Sana that's not intentional. What he's wearing on the day, what he talks about on the day, he literally sits down and says, right,
how are we
going to take this brand further?
He knows his core fans.
He's our Kim Kardashian. Sorry to say, Sana.
And I think he should have won Best Dressed Award.
And he's also one of those people where, you know, his music he's not really hard to find, even as a brand. People just know him, even if he's not doing music and stuff. So
he's a celebrity, and there are few celebrities in hip hop.
He also did that deal with Food World where they bought 500 copies of Stray Bullet.
Ooh, nice. So sales wise, he's good.
He's good
because he's intentional.
UK tour, Canada tour, Canada. Cyprus tour. I don't know if he went to Aussie with the Manana XQ and stuff.
I'm on Radza passport, it's only like valid for like, I think it's still got like 8 years or something like that. Okay,
Wow. And you know how like on a passport people don't really like, if you're an artist, someone might just put something else like a marketing manager. His passport actually says musician, so that's how you see you're in it for the long haul. You're not writing I'm a blogger. If you're a blogger, I think my next one I'm gonna just put podcaster.
Do you know who the
Miss Riz's passport? What's on yours?
Youngyang's a student.
But you'll be walking through with your family and whatnot. And like,
what does
then they're like student. Media practitioner.
Ooh-wee. Wow. Hey, all guys, right. I'm looking at a passport photo now.
I thought you were looking at something else.
I don't know. It's a profession. Me, I'm looking at the passport photo and the signature.
Oh, like that, like, yeah, copy. Hey,
but those things, they make you write like a grade two.
Hold on, real quick.
What, oh, you want to check where I've traveled to?
Nope.
No, I just want to just check your age. Yeah. Okay.
You mention it, I'm going to slap you out of here.
No, I don't mention ladies'
age.
Yeah, I would have done that. That's really tacky.
Except your aunt, who you said is
I didn't say.
Go to the stamps, but okay.
She's in her 20s.
Thank you.
That's all I need to say.
Still fresh.
Still fresh.
Yeah. But I'm fresh though. Hey, like, I still have some years before I get out of the 20s. So.
Before we move on from this one, Stana just signed a deal with a UK-based company.
Coco Brands, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to confirm on that name, but we mentioned it last week.
Last week, but I
think it was Coco Brands.
I hope that really helps push his brand further to other countries,
like Miss Red said, it's intentional, so it's
everything
probably gonna push.
Do you know what though? I wish that Stana could become a model for a lot of other hip hop artists, because he's done pretty well in his intentionality. There's nothing that just happens overnight. You have to build it, and he has done controversy. But even in his controversy, people talk about him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will hate him and say, Stana is causing Olinda to want to kill herself. But Mangwana, they're still on his Facebook trying to figure out.
I like how he handled that whole thing. With someone else,
like
it would have been terrible.
Like a G.
He came out of there with a song.
Yo.
A new chick.
Who was pregnant.
In all honesty, in that whole scenario, Olinda's going to handle that stuff very terribly. That's my two cents.
Okay.
You do not go out in the public and start airing out such nonsense.
Stana won. 2017.
Yeah.
Best male.
You think when we say Susu Tiri married, it's all roses and
it's
honey.
Not.
It's not.
Even for us, you know.
So it's
I
a
love
trap.
My boo, but yeah.
I should stay single. It's a trap.
No, stay single. I don't think there's a woman out there who deserves to be tortured by the likes of you. So
you know
single.
What? Let me tell you from a woman's perspective.
Yes,
don't listen
do.
To him.
Please.
Don't listen to him. You need someone
Thank
to
you.
Hold you down. Mm. To tell you, baby, your nonsense is amazing.
To tell you, Chubo, me don't pick up my kitten.
That's what you need. You need someone to tell
then
you.
And they'll be like, wear these Harare's with my hearties t-shirts. Okay,
yeah, stop wearing these things. Hmm? Else it shows that you're not with someone right now. Clearly.
That's clearly.
I felt that for you, my guy. No. Every joke is an element of truth in it. And my friend, that is the truth right there.
Anyway,
your dressing shows you are single.
It's okay.
I'll take this L.
Take
tomorrow,
it.
Tomorrow I'll do better.
After becoming an award-winning, you know, somebody.
I'll do better.
I mean, all that
that's
gold.
That's what I'm thinking as well. Which maybe that's, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't hate the player.
Say like a finger kitten.
Don't hate the player. Hate the tailor.
Who's
top three? Are you guys ready for the top three, guys? Top three, guys. Are you ready for the top three?
Can we go for a break?
No, we don't need a break.
We need a break, my guy. Top three. In Mudio has a tower. Guys, I
guys, have some faith.
Mudio, number one.
Hashtag trust the process. Top three.
Trust your process. Number six when you got T1 number one.
All right, let's
and
just,
top money is a number seven.
Let's just take a quick little break. We're going to slot in some music real quick.
I'm not trusting.
And then be back
this.
With the top blazing three.
Mm-hmm.
I am your social architect.
You ain't that man.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
I got a juice, you can tell by the taste. No big goes to waste. I got a sauce, man, I'm spicy for days. And a spice every verse. I know the truth, made in his image. I'm destined for greatness. Yes, I know the truth, apple of his eye. The reason I'm this fly. I'm wonderfully, fearfully made. I'm chosen, selected, and special. Yes, I know the truth, made in his image. Destined for greatness, you can't call me trophy. I'm made in his image. Take a look, man, I look like my maker. They see me walking by down by the street, and it's still one of one of my
top three. Top three in hip hop artists. In Zimbabwe. But I just want to take a moment to just give a shout out to the rappers in Norton doing their thing.
Who were the rappers in Norton?
Yeah, they had like awards going on.
There was a Norton Hip Hop Awards ceremony on Saturday.
Yeah.
Same time with the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
Same time, yeah. Maybe it was like in protest, like, okay, oh, they're doing it on this day, we want to do something along those lines.
Were they protesting too?
Some of
probably
them
not being included.
Norton is like a suburb, guys. It's not like a, oh, God.
No, but you know what? I understand why they're doing that. I mean, all these awards, they start out somewhere. But then I had an issue with those awards. They did not include at all P-Mula,
the biggest artist in that.
In Norton.
P-Mula is like the one guy who's brought like Norton.
And I reached out to him and he was like, they intentionally did that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. So that's why I was like, no, this is silly. This is silly. At least you could have hosted them or something.
Can I have like an Avondale Hip Hop Award?
And guess what, Miss Red? They also had like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
For what?
It was given to someone we
for
don't
a nobody.
Know.
Wow.
We won't say a nobody.
Okay, let's say
somebody we don't know.
Maybe that's too harsh. Maybe that's too harsh to say a nobody.
Yeah.
So who was this person? Come at me.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's fine. Let's move on.
We don't know.
That just says everything.
There was
about
a song
it.
Of the year, even.
song of the year. I didn't even know song
played
of the year.
What? Like Norton FM? Or?
I only knew like one person from that category.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's his name? Danny Inn? Yeah. He's been to the show. He's like, we have this segment called Give Me Five.
He's the one who spat like the hottest bars.
Who freestyle, yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew him. I was like, okay. All right.
What about Gondo Vision?
I don't know.
Why are people trying to separate us? The industry is already really small.
They were Bindura Awards as well.
Oh,
and the Chitungiza ones coming through.
Chitungiza 89.
Chitungiza, actually.
Because it's got a lot of.
We got people like Shaq.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they need to revoke that boy's card. That boy don't know. And he keeps saying Cheetah. Maybe it's with the brand. Maybe not this one.
You gotta have someone where you're from. You gotta represent.
It's not about where you at. It's about where you're from. You know?
Hey, shout out to the big brands.
Like for me, I'm from like Mabuku. You know, so I gotta rep.
I'm from Rusape.
So you gotta rep that. Where you from?
Machine.
Exactly. So rep your people. And I wear Jira.
I'm sure you hear me. You know, people make fun of me when I tell them Musakla, you know, and I'm comforting them, saying don't worry about things. Eh, matla here. Eh. I go now clear a kure.
Yeah. That would have snaked.
Anyway.
The top three.
We digress.
Top three. Mm-hmm. Top three.
Yeah, number three in the end.
Goes to King Goda.
Okay.
AKA no, I can't dispute that.
10 Diamond. Oh. Right.
I'm just pissed Madiwa still has.
He's coming.
Or rather, he's now just 10. Yeah, we had some moments with that guy earlier this year at the show. He came through. It was very... I think it was one of the shows that got people to know us. Not that it was intentional for it to go that way. Anyway, that's a story for a whole other day.
Nigga, you made that show go that way, man. That old elephant in the room nonsense.
I'm not the one on videos having a screaming contest.
No, shut up.
What but he has to defend his honor, doesn't he?
Yeah, I do.
No, I also had to defend mine.
Yeah, so it was cool. It was good for content.
And you know what, Miss Reid? We had Tin and Junior Brown and Tick Fizzle come back.
Gosh.
And this guy walked out on me. He's like, no, I can't do this anymore. Still a finish of the interview.
Why
and
you gotta
walked.
Be a diva though?
I wasn't a diva.
Can you see his shirt? Can you keep that post?
Can I explain myself?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't want me to explain myself.
You don't have to.
Okay, no, cool. So I have your opinions.
Can you see? And then I had to just go, you know, continue. I wasn't really in a good mood as well, but I kept it professional.
Listen,
and carried it on. An award-winning professional.
No. Let me explain to you something. If I stayed for that interview was not going to continue.
All right, so you did the right thing.
To walk out because the guys, I think they felt like they needed a win since they felt I disrespected one of them before.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to walk out for that interview to proceed because I really wasn't about that.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
Well done.
He was about to whip all of them.
Otherwise, this... But I don't like things to get that far. You know what I mean?
Guys, we're muddying this guy's top three spot.
Yeah, so let's just...
Two albums, two tours.
Ten awards. Awards deserves to be there.
The video
Song
one, right?
Of the year.
Song of the year.
Song of the year.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But can I just say something about 10 Diamond? Mm. I feel like 10 has been in the industry for such a long time. I feel like this is the time for him to move from just being an artist to just getting into management, into becoming a Jay-Z somewhat. Because he's reached his ceiling, personally.
Isn't that too early?
No, not for 10. There's so much competition right now.
Not for 10.
There's so much competition right now, and I think that he's got so many nuggets to share with the industry, but I haven't seen enough of that. And it's like he should be bigger than he is, but he's not getting to where he needs to be.
You want to implement your nuggets by yourself and see if, you know, and really
take off. You don't become a billionaire like Jay-Z by just you being the artist. You become great by creating other artists who are big just as you were.
But he does have like a cult following with the
That's not what I'm saying.
With the artists he's grooming, like Fluid said that, the guy in Various.
But I need, it's like let me take an example of Job Razor, right? Horrible example, but that's the closest. I mean, there's certain albums that aren't coming out because it's Job Razor. But if you move together and say, okay, fine, guys, I'm gonna get this person, gonna get this person, and we're gonna move and we're gonna build this machine together. I think that's where 10 needs to go.
The one artist who's actually doing that, and he's still a new school artist, I think, is Sharky with Monkey Business. He's the one with Anana Double J. He's got females under it, and he's, you know, he's managing all those people. They're all under Monkey Business. So I think that's what she's talking about. That 10 needs to start some sort of like,
so 10,
you know,
Ms. Reed is saying mentorship.
No, I'm not saying he needs to retire. Redirect.
He needs to start the process in a more PC of way. Passing the baton on
to the next person. I mean, it's difficult for certain people. They did it like 37 years later after being forced, but you know.
10, you need to retire. That's all they say. Guys, shoot to the hip, guys. Just saying, guys.
Jay-Z made billions from other artists.
Jay-Z's doing it, but he's also rapping.
And he also likes Jay-Z a lot. I always troll him when he posts something about Jay-Z.
Use that model. You don't have to try something new. You don't have to fix what's up.
So 10 is on number 3.
He's on number 3 and he's promising. I don't know if there's a new album coming through.
He said something about SOTG.
SOTG.
They two got albums, two albums
and
coming.
Few Kings is also doing some. Anyway, let's keep it moving to the top two.
Number two is going to determine whether I walk out of here or not. So,
number two is Lakshan Obama, aka Calvin. The Bulawayo's video, and I think he's the biggest artist, hip hop artist in Bulawayo right now.
I actually think Calvin is one of the biggest artists in Zimbabwe. I think we need to stop this Bulawayo Mashingo Bindura thing that we do. This is what causes all these rifts.
Miss Red, thank you so much.
He's a huge artist in Zimbabwe. Why can't we just say
this is the thing that I'm trying to kill? This whole tribal whatever nonsense.
It's unnecessary.
It's just bigging up his hometown.
No,
I get that. Shaki does that. Big up Chitown. But we don't say the artist, he's the biggest artist in Chitungwiza.
It's like when people say, no, I'm from New York, or I'm from Atlanta.
I get that, but it goes a bit too far in Zimbabwe. We're literally dividing the country.
Thank you.
Harare.
Thank you. Why didn't we have Miss Reed sooner?
We didn't have the award yet.
She only messed with award winners.
That's what it is.
We had to work hard for that award, man, to get people like Miss Red on. But yeah, thank you very much for that.
I've been listening, so you've been doing good.
I don't like that whole Bulawayo Harare thing. I really don't. You know, like, hey, those guys from Skies. Those guys from Mutare. No, we all Zim rappers. I mean,
because you know what? I think people should just do the little that they can. Because I was even thinking about, like, my next girlfriend being from Bulawayo. Just starting there.
I beat you to that, nigga. Stop copying me.
You got a wife. I mean, I want to do my part as well and just date a chick from Bulawayo.
Yeah, so y'all can't call me tribalist.
We're doing our parts.
Problem is, some of them may actually hate me for that.
Why?
Doing that.
For having a girl from Skies.
What's wrong
that's
with
my
that?
Wife.
Yeah, what's wrong with?
I don't know. Yes, them. Some of them have.
Maybe they're like, what's wrong
these
with the
Shona guys? They come here and take our women.
Love has no boundaries. It's got no borders.
Is that why you didn't come out to celebrate with like the pre-parties and stuff? You're afraid to catch your fate.
No, not even. It wasn't even that sharp, bruh. When I came to Skies, I had to meet up with the in-laws and everything. So you know, you can't really rush in-laws.
Wow.
You can't. So by the time I was done with the in-laws, I was tired, bruh. And then you're telling me about some pre-party and stuff. Some shisha bow and I have to pay $5 to jump in. Ugundaneta, I went to sleep. Hey,
some of us were trying to fight tribalism in those clubs at Shisha Hillside and some house party. So I think I did well for myself.
You heard my victory speech when we won the award, bruh. You heard it in the beginning.
Yeah.
That, I think that killed everything right there.
All right.
Wow.
And just to go back to the man of the spot.
Oh, number one, finally.
No. I just want to just run through Kelvin.
Okay.
We just talked about him being a great guy. He gave us Made in Bulawayo 1 in August.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I was away in South Africa at the time. And then he's going to do Made in Bulawayo 2 in the UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he dropped that controversial project. How'd you say? Inclisio. You know what? Yeah.
People from Skies, they don't like that, yeah?
If you, don't do it.
If you mispronounce that
don't,
stuff,
don't
do it.
Which is why I'm saying I need to get a shorty from this. So he did that. Remember when he rolled out that album? He had like a meltdown and whatnot. You know,
sing
If God, remember, If Jesus, whatnot. And then he dropped that. So it was a bit dark. And he got some good songs. So shout out to Lakshan Obama on that. So I hope you keep on pushing and do come back home.
I got some advice for him though. He should stop calling himself Calvinati. Why does he call himself
that? Trying to like
Calvinati.
But Tingwai Winky D had, I know it's not hip hop, but you know, it's kind of like
Winky D
did what? Extraterrestrial.
No, that was cool, girl, but no. Then that's like an alien. It's not like, you know,
a Martian
Antichrist. And,
well, we can argue about that one, but...
But that's his belief. Maybe he believes in...
And that's up to him,
it's
you
up
know?
To him.
But I gotta say, Kelvin is also one of those guys who is... I gotta give him credit for also building other artists as well. It's not just about him, but it's about others and making sure that everybody around him is also growing.
Control tribe.
Yeah.
Everyone is eating.
Well done to him for that.
All right. Are you guys ready for number one?
We already know who number one is.
Are you ready for number one? Number
I
one,
know
guys.
Who number one is.
What's going on with that light over there, guys?
Okay, one of the lights in the studio is on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's burning. It's burning.
Right.
Anyway.
Guys, I'm not going to air a podcast, but y'all don't know what's happening.
Is it safe to be in here?
It's very safe.
Is it safe?
Okay. It's very safe.
Switch off the light, chat.
Number one.
Whatever.
Number one, okay. Light. The light is working properly.
Yeah, like the people listening to the podcast can see them.
I like you guys. You guys are fantastic.
Number one is Mudio.
Duh.
Let's bounce, bruh.
Yeah,
let's go.
End of it. Bye. Whatever.
Hey, I was joking, guys. I'm just doing... Let me do a Bill Cosby.
Look, as much as I don't like Mudiwa, I don't think he doesn't deserve to be in the top 10. But then since you've mentioned 10 up until 2 and he's not there,
you're giving up. Anyways,
it can't not be Mudiwa.
Here's a good news.
Well, it's not.
It's
who
not.
Is it? Number one is Tag of the Year.
Yes!
Exquisite! Exquisite! Guys.
Sorry.
But he was not top 10.
I'm thinking you guys are celebrating XQ.
I'm celebrating SU.
You guys are celebrating...
I'm celebrating XQ. I don't want to be like...
You know what? I had actually forgotten about XQ.
Really?
That's the honest truth.
Wow. How can you forget the man with
the
biggest hip hop song?
I know, and it makes sense for him to be on number one. Forgive me for that. I'm also really, it's like a double win for me. One, XQ, he deserves to be there, no. And then two, not Mudiwa. Yay. Yeah.
Shout out to XQ. I saw XQ perform. We were together at the Castle Lager, Brian.
Yeah, that guy kills it every single time.
Oh, it's a Shoko. My goodness, it makes sense.
We were too high.
Yeah, okay. Both occasions.
But yeah,
I was like, no, this guy actually has a catalog. I was like, what's this guy?
No, he's got a very strong catalog.
The catalog is strong.
Excuse a good guy on a feature. He's a great guy on his own tracks, and he just knows how to merge people. He understands that whole. Okay, I need Nindi. I mean, how do you get Killer T on a song, and it's like the biggest thing of 2017?
Yeah, ma.
And that's all he said. And he's not a great
rapper. Since we're coming to the end of the year, and this has been a question I've been asking a lot of guests toward the, building up to this moment, is Neymar a hip hop song? Two rap verses.
No, here's the thing though. You've already taken an L. Look at her. She's thinking.
Let her think.
It's a pop song.
Can I put a poll on my Twitter?
Yes, please do.
It's a pop song.
It's a pop song, but does that remove the rap and the hip hop element from it?
No, it deserves to be considered in the hip hop, you know, spectrum, but it's not like hip hop.
It's definitely not. It's just a pop song.
Particular is hip hop, right?
It's contemporary.
That's the thing. Yes, it's contemporary. Hip hop has changed a lot of music.
You know what? They're now
even R&B is now warming up to saying it's a bit of before.
It was not. It's pop. There's killer T.
Blaz.
Now there's now contemporary. Hey, alternative.
It's an,
Blaz.
It's an evolution of hip hop.
It's all right, Brian.
Blaz Neketin Renyoga. Blaz Neketin Renyoga. Ndokumbra Omundinyaro, please. Stop twisting my words.
Let me write this down.
Please do.
I never said that.
What am I saying? What am I saying on Twitter?
It's a hip hop song.
Is Neymar a hip hop song?
Okay.
Yes. And I know people will say it is.
I'm going to tag you.
Please do.
Yeah.
It definitely has hip hop in it.
You want to put a wage on
it? It's got hip hop in it. Yeah. And ram him there.
Right. How much are we putting down? You're not competitive. You're not hip hop.
It's not hip hop.
I'm going to put $100.
Whoa. That is what?
It's not a hip hop song.
Completely. Okay, what are the options you're putting? What are the options? You have to put extreme. Put extreme options like hip hop, pop. And then dancehall.
So the question is, Neymar is a hip hop song?
Neymar is a dancehall song? Neymar is a pop song?
Is Neymar a hip hop song? Yes or no?
That's what it is. Yeah. But now we would change it.
Yeah, because if you put dancehall, take off dancehall. Just put the two options, pop.
No, but you're changing the poll now. So it has just to say, is Neymar a hip hop song? Yes or no?
Yes or no.
I never thought about it.
Yes or no. All right.
Yeah.
Like when he's arguing, anytime she shifts my goalposts. Like, it's difficult to argue with this guy.
Bouncing off the walls. Okay.
I'm a politician in the making.
Ah, you
2023,
yeah.
I'll be there. Honorable.
Can I just say something, guys? What's up? Can you support my bid? I want to be in the Politburo because I heard people like retiring in 2019.
We got you.
So, what are you doing? Just tell the people more about that.
You know, I don't even know. I just feel like I need to be in the Politburo.
She just needs to
be
there.
It sounds cool. Or a central committee, actually.
Cool. Okay.
It sounds okay. I don't know what they do in there.
Fanzai Mary looks good.
Oh, she looks
fantastic. Doing what she's doing out there.
Yeah, so I want to, you know.
So you're ready to be arrested and stuff?
No, I'm not. I don't want to be a politician. I just want to be in central committee.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely rally behind that one.
Thank you.
So, guys, that was it. Your top 10.
I love this top 10, guy.
Well,
you love it?
I love it. I still got my reservations about T1, Kiki, and Tuck. Babu Mawan.
We'll just see what the people
The rest
have to
of
say
it
about
was
it.
Fair, especially the obvious exclusion.
So it was free and fair.
I'm happy with this poll.
We had one last year and it was a bit. We got some violent threats and.
Hip hop is so crazy though. Like I heard people like, "Nah, I'm gonna shoot you." I'm like, "Bro, sit your ass down."
It's crazy. You know, I'm gonna talk about it. That was a traumatic experience for me. You know what I mean?
But I can talk about it for you. But I won't say the artist. It's just fun. But let me just say, it's so fun.
Just because of a pick a kid, you know.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Someone was like to Brian Willis, "I want to see if you can throw those hands as fast as you can talk shit, my guy."
Wow.
Brian didn't come to record for like 2 weeks.
I want to know who the artist is now.
Let's just say that artist is not on this, list.
So is it with you?
Maybe.
I wish he would.
But who else? Who's violent like that?
Hey, let it pass, my guy. Let it pass.
There's one of the person that we, I feel like that.
Don't, yeah, just give a...
Yeah.
Just give an intelligent guess.
Junior Brown?
Close. I'll tell you, close. Close. He's an affiliate.
Oh,
he's an
snap.
Affiliate.
I mean, guys, who?
Is an
Fizzle?
Affiliate. Ooh. Not Fizzle. That's too close. You mean? Junior Brown doesn't have too many affiliates. So if we give you up to five, I'm sure you might just
snap. Now I know.
Now you know.
He's got a. Oh, no. Okay. I know. It's okay. He's okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So you understand me now? Thank you.
With him, I would run. Just the way he talks, I would be like, yo, guys, I'm not doing this. I'm not coming out. Like, I'm scared to even ask him for an interview. Like,
really?
That's how bad it is. Because I'm like, yo, I don't want him to say nothing about me, though.
Come to think of it, he hasn't really popped up over here. We pretty much interviewed everybody.
Around him, but not him.
We need to. Yeah, we were targeting criminal aliens around him.
Yeah. But very soon, I'm sure he's dropping something. So
no, he is.
We'll have him up to. What's that project called, Brian?
I don't know. I forgot.
He went.
What's your problem? Nah.
I wouldn't have come to work. I get you. I'm with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was Keep It Real Fridays. And this was our top 10 of the year.
It's been an awesome year. Thank you very much, Miss Red, Coca-Cola Bay.
All of it.
The chick with the ignition.
Yes, the keys to the ignition.
Thank you. Sure. Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to do this because I know.
Where can people find you on Twitter?
At I Miss Red. It's a verified one. There's no other one.
You were!
On my Facebook as well. It's I Miss Red. On my Instagram, I Miss Red. Follow a girl, you know?
All right. Come on, Facebook request. Those who want to be personal with you.
I don't do that.
That's how you reach down to the people.
I'm a brand, so I don't need to have
got 26,000 followers, dude. She don't need that. I'm okay. She really don't need that.
The people that matter are on my pages.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to check if I'm on that page. But last time I checked, I was still there.
I think I'm there.
Yeah, I should be still there.
I follow both of you.
I'm not really on Facebook like that.
I don't like Facebook, but Facebook, you just have to be on Facebook. I remember
I was telling Brian when we were doing the walk, the ED thing.
It's not an ED thing. It was the
cool, not a cool thing. We're like, cool Facebook is like downtown and the Twitter cool.
The Twitter's like on the other side of town.
Uptown, you know, Tungo got a bit about, so yeah.
And you know, Facebook just makes me so.
And guess where I found Brown? I mean, Brian. Guess where I met Brian?
In the Facebook?
In the middle.
No, the Instagram.
I was like, Brian, I'm out here. No, I'm this side, Brian. Come to KFC. Join us here to sell. I'm like, Brian, no. I'm by Tungo Garden.
Can you come to Twitter?
No, Brian, it's fine. This side. I just saw Biggie.
Time limit.
Where can people find you online, Celatine?
Hey, man, they can find me on @Celatine, the social architect, aka Young SA, and that's only valid for a week because I'm turning 30 next week. So I won't be having no more. So we're having a young little cocktail party. So if you get an invite, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
I'll go. But yeah. Can I see them top 10 on that invite to Mfana? Anyway. I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. You can get me on Brian Willis ZW. That's on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to check out Brian Willis from Induana. And Keep It Real Fridays on Twitter. It's Keep It Real Fri, F-R-I, at what?
Keep them tracks coming through, man.
The email, Keep It Real Fri, F-R-I, @gmail.com. Just keep sending those tracks and we'll play them on the podcast. Keep them coming through. Salute.
Capital 263.